As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We get Graceffo and McKeon back at CBS Sports Radio New York City producing the next 2 hours. John Fass, keep us up to date on Game 7 between the Nuggets and the Spurs at IC 72-61 as they head to the fourth quarter out in Denver. Also, NHL action tonight in Boston. Stars beat the Blues. So we'll keep you up to date on that. John Fass back in New York City, one of the best in the business. Who won the NFL draft over the weekend in Nashville? Winners and losers, as the headline reads at CBSSports.com. Also, there's something that really concerns me. And this could be why the Chiefs have not announced that they're going to release Tyreek Hill or he's going to stay with the team. Right now, he's just barred from any offseason activities, and they talked about multiple investigations, and local authorities have reopened it now that they have the 11-minute audio tape from that Dubai airport last March. And here's the power of the NFL draft, the power of the playoffs, Game 7, baseball. And again, I'm looking at CBSSports.com. There is nothing, when I'm looking at Tyreek Hill right now, you scroll down and I see nothing on the main page. Nothing. There's draft grades. There's, like I said, the winners and losers, which we'll do the final 2 hours. Who are the winners in the NFL draft, and who are the losers? But nothing on Tyreek Hill. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe the Chiefs wanted to see, what was the reaction? Season ticket holders, national media, local media. The audio played, the story hit right around the draft. Were they trying to bury it? hey, man, we've seen the politics that work, and the NFL is the biggest sports business in this country. And I'm shocked based on that audio when it came out and the track record of Tyreek with this woman and why he was kicked out of or kicked off the Oklahoma State team and why they took a flyer on him and drafted him and did their due diligence, why he is still a Kansas City Chief. Now, I said this about 2 hours ago as part of my opening huge opinion on this Saturday night, that I said, sports is not a right. There's no due process. You're not protected by the Constitution. Sports is a privilege in America, not a right. And I stand by that. And they didn't wait, you know, with Hunt, there was a video. This is audio, and it shows you the power of the video. Ray Rice, remember Ray Rice held a press conference with his wife. There was apologies. Everything was fine, and boom, here comes the second video, and he's done. The video, there was audio and a 911 call back with Greg Hardy from North Carolina, but there never was the video. There's audio right now with this Tyreek Hill story, but not video. If there was a video of him hitting a kid, he's done. That's not even a debate. No due process there. And what I feel is that the Chiefs are kind of tiptoeing because Tyreek Hill is a game changer. He flat out can change a game with a return, with a five-yard pass from Mahomes, and he can take it to the house, and I think that's sad. I really do. To me, this was an easy, even when the DA said, I know a crime's been committed, but we can't find evidence when it came to the mother and father of that child. So they're just going to not press charges, which really seemed like an easy way out, right? So we're going to do the winners and losers final 2 hours in the NFL draft over the weekend. And you tell me why the Chiefs still have Tyreek Hill as a member of their organization. Now, I go back and forth with people, and I say, okay, he hasn't been convicted of a crime, but man, the dude already walked the line once. Here you are again, and there's a three-year-old child involved, and it looks like both parents are off the deep end. So what do you do? You're the Chiefs. You ban him from any off-season workouts right now, right? You say, you can't come, stay away. We're deeply troubled, concerned. An investigation, or investigations, plural, ongoing. So I want to ask you, the audience, if you were running the Kansas City Chiefs, what you would do. Now, when they drafted Mecole Hardman, the wide receiver who can fly, in round two, a lot of people were thinking, okay, that's the end. Even some of the announcers, that's a goodbye pick. But still, Tyreek Hill is a member of the Chiefs. I get contracts. I get all that. Also, I get personal conduct clauses. And chances are, if he had a history, I would think, I don't have his contract, there would be something there about walking the straight and narrow line. Is it that the NFL wanted the draft coverage, which, you know, you'll get the pose, you're getting it now. I'm looking at CBSSports.com, right? Draft this, winners, losers, rating all the picks, everything. And that we'll get Sunday night, Monday morning, next week, when it's the downtime in the NFL while they get, you know, rookie deals together and look ahead to rookie minicamps and then OTAs, that you'll get Hill released. This is about no video. That audio, there was audio of a 911 call with Greg Hardy. No, it didn't have the same power. Audio doesn't carry a lot of power on the social networks or online, or when you Google it, just audio, it doesn't. So two questions, winners and losers in this weekend's NFL draft in Nashville. And you tell me, if you're in charge of the Chiefs, why Tyreek Hill is still a member of your organization. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Ian in Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Hugh, how are you doing tonight?
Doing good, buddy. How's life in Texas?
Oh, man, it's fantastic. We just got through some major storms, but everything's doing pretty well. So, I guess about this Tyreek Hill situation, I mean, it's tough, man. I mean, personally, if I was an owner, I'd just get rid of him. I mean, if he can't make rational decisions with his family, I don't know how he's going to make rational decisions on the field. I don't know if that contributes well with your chemistry. And from a business aspect, you can just go out and get a running back. You know, there's we saw what C.J. Anderson could do with the not St. Louis. What are they are now?
L.A. Rams. L.A. Rams.
The L.A. Rams. I mean, shoot, you could pick up on, you know, almost anybody off the street and do pretty well. I mean, I know it's kind of rare to have, you know, the ability to, you know, to catch and run like that, but still, I mean, come on.
It's an easy saying goodbye, Ian, where you just say, okay, when we brought you in and drafted you, you were told none of this can happen again. So you have a kid, no one can figure out if the kid's being abused. You get the audio where, Hill is more than salty towards the girl, and you have a kid involved. I'm the Chiefs. I don't want anything to do with it. Matter of fact, John Dorsey, who drafted him, went in the front office with the Chiefs. When I look at what's happened with Hill right now, I take a second guess on my bringing in Kareem Hunt, and I may just tell him we're going in a different direction with all the great positive mojo we have right now with the Browns.
I mean, exactly, and I know it's harder to replace, you know, some wideouts, but still, I mean, and I know it's rough for them because they're really trying to get some momentum, especially off of last year's success and the emergence of Holmes. I mean, you look at, is it Holmes being amazing or is it the weapons around him? You know, so like, I get that, but you just got to cut your losses here sometimes, man, you know?
You know what's happening, though, in this? It goes back to, remember when it was just Barry Bonds and steroids, and all of a sudden it became so many stories that we were numb to it, that I'm looking at Tyreek Hill, and there was an outcry that day the audio was released and then the investigation was reopened, but the NFL draft has carried more weight with the media than the Tyreek Hill story.
Exactly. I mean, and imagine it if you're just like a normal worker or like a police officer, right? And you're found, you know, assaulting your family. I mean, they're not going to keep you on the force after that, and you're probably going to face some like degree of jail time. I mean, I doubt this guy's going to face any real charges. You know, you can throw enough money at it once you've, you know, gotten to that position. So,
I listen to the audio, and you hear really two crazy parents, and nobody's a perfect parent. And my kids, we were listening to the radio, to a sports radio station coming back from the east side of Michigan, and my son, they brought up Tyreek Hill, and my kids are 11 and 12, and they said, why would a parent beat a three-year-old? And, you know, I look back at them, and I said, because they probably aren't happy in their lives. And I looked at them and said, you know, we all have our moments, but some people take out their frustrations on their children. And that can be verbal, that can be physical, that can be, you know, whatever, that you don't want a child, you don't want to be in that relationship, you're stuck in it, you're the woman or the man, and children don't have a choice. And with a child involved here, and not just allegations, but that tape now, I thought when I heard that tape within the hour when it was released that the Chiefs would release Tyreek Hill. I really did.
Yeah, and the thing is, there's such a difference between trying to insert discipline and letting your, like, frustration out. A three-year-old's not going to learn anything, you know, from this, you know?
Now, you know, when I listen to that tape, either parent will be lucky to see that kid again. That's my opinion, and that's sad.
It's a really sad, you know.
It is. But luckily, the kid's three, and when they're older, they won't remember it. Ian, I appreciate the call. from Texas. Yeah, getting the conversation started this hour. You can join us. We have two huge questions of the night. You tell me why you think Tyreek Hill is still a member of the Chiefs organization. And then the winners and losers in this weekend's NFL draft in Nashville. Yeah, when I'm talking to my boys about that, because I'm not, you know, I'm an intense dad at times, but I'll never hurt my children. And when you look at some of these stories, and they'll pop up on your Twitter, Facebook, your app, your local news station, and you'll see somebody who will just, you know, beat a four-month-old baby for crying, beat the baby to death, and I think you just get people who don't want to be parents, who are angry with their life, or they're on something. You know, you have to get a license to drive. You have to, you know, pass tests to get out of high school, right? Certain GPA, depending on where you go to school. But there's nothing about being a parent. You know, you need a marriage license to get married. But there's no parent license. This is a sad situation. It's not about Tyreek Hill and his football. And why the Chiefs are taking this long. After all of this, it's an easy, we're going in a different direction. It is. It's about more than wins and losses. But unfortunately, if you go read the details of Greg Hardy and what he did and how he was able to come back and play in the NFL, it's the power of the shield and that the NFL means billions to owners. And the Chiefs are... Can you say next right now in the NFL, right there with the Rams? They have the MVP? No, you just make why it was easy after the audio, after his history with that same woman that the Chiefs had to investigate and do their due diligence, it was easy to say, we're done. So we'll take your thoughts on that. Winners and losers in the draft. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes... You could save 15% or more on car insurance. Grisetho and McKeon are working the mics back at CBS Sports Radio New York City. John Fass will have an update in a few moments. It did go final in Boston. The Jackets even the series against the Bruins, winning 3-2 in double OT. Stars beat the Blues earlier tonight. 4-2 is that final. That series even had a game apiece in San Antonio. Is making a move under 5 to go in Game 7 in Denver, down 4, timeout Nuggets. John Fass will bring us up to date on everything happening here in 5 minutes. We do have our huge questions of the night. Winners and losers, as the CBSSports.com headline reads, from this weekend's NFL draft in Nashville, your winner and your loser. And Tyreek Hill, why is he still a member of the Kansas City Chiefs? You tell me. If you were a member of the Hunt family, Andy Reid, you're running the Chiefs. After the audio came out, after everything that's gone on, investigations, I get due process, folks, but the Huge Show stands by this creed. Sports in America at any level is not a right. It is a privilege. You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Roger in Oklahoma, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Raj.
Hey, man. So I'm listening to your show, and I'm a stay-at-home dad, and I've got a son who's almost 3, and you know he pushed me to my limits, and you know pretty crazy. But I'm taking my wife to work the other morning. We're listening, and they're reading off. You know, what the audio of Tyreek Hill says, and my wife has to turn it off, and she looks at me, and she goes, how is he still playing football? And I had to look at her, and the only thing I could say is, you know, because he's an athlete, and it's ridiculous to say, and it hurt me to my gut thinking about, you know, talking about what he did to his son, but how ridiculous it is, and I'm growing up a 49er fan, so I've got to get a take on how petty is it to look at what T.O. did and talk about team obliterator and keep him out. I mean, go 49ers. Hopefully Jimmy G can stay healthy this year. I love your show. Great on the weekends for me, man. I get to listen to it when the little one goes to sleep. But, I couldn't tell my wife why in the world he's still on the team. And, I mean, I get it. Three-year-old tells me no all day, and, you know, I'm with him all the time. But, God, that hurts. But, man, have a great night. I'll be listening the rest of the night.
Thank you, Roger. And again, the NFL and who we go after. Again, Kaepernick on both sides, you know, he's disrespecting the flag, or you supported him. You have a right to pick sides. But we go after Antonio Brown for all he wants to do is talk about himself, or T.O., or we rip these guys. Yeah, you know, Hardy came back, and now he's, what, doing MMA? I get they're athletes, but there's a point where you just say we're bigger than this. But when there's billions involved, or the Chiefs are a play away just to, you know, offsides, and they could have been Super Bowl champs, are you blinded by what is right and what is decent? And that's only up to individual teams. At the end of the day, the owners make that final call. Let's go to Bob in Cleveland, Ohio. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hi. I just want to say, you know, there's absolutely no reason why Tyreek Hill should be in the NFL at all right now. The only possible reason I could see is that they're more worried about winning in Kansas City. And, you know, they're in denial. They'd rather win football games, be this powerhouse in the AFC, and ignore the fact that this guy is a thug and a creep and has no business being in the NFL. And you're right. It's a privilege to play sports, not a right.
Thank you, Bob, in Cleveland. And another thing that could be in play here, which I think is more than, because we're not behind closed doors in Kansas City or the NFL, would be, you know, legally, you know, lawyers, your legal advisors, whoever, the Hunt family, are telling you, well, make sure you do an investigation because we're going to need that. I'd be like, sue me. I don't care. Sue me. Sue me. But you get, you know, the Hunts come across great family, great ownership, legendary, historic name right there with the Rooneys, right? So you get lawyers, well, we need to do this. We need to have our investigation. We have to, you know, and human resources. And then you get other people just say, no, you know, sue me. Let's go to Kelly in Illinois. Thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
No problem, now, buddy.
The question was, what would Lamar Hunt and the Hunt family do about Tyreek Hill right now, right?
Right. That's why I'm asking you. If you were, well, let's say you're Kelly Hunt, and you're there in Illinois, but you're part of the Hunt family, and you're on a conference call, and you're second, third in command in the family, what would be the reason why you would keep him on, and what would be the reason why you would just show him the door right now?
Well, they're not going to do anything. They're going to keep Tyreek Hill on. Why? Because they knew this was a possibility. When they drafted Tyreek Hill in 2014, he had already choked his pregnant girlfriend. He had already been on the radar as an abuser. And he was drafted anyway. And now, look again. Something else happened. And now what the Hunts are going to do is protect their investment. They're going to ban him for a while, and they're going to keep, say, don't say anything to the media. Don't no apologies on nothing. Just shut up and let us handle this situation. Because everybody loves a reclamation project. And as soon as Tyreek Hill is released, he becomes a reclamation project. Somebody else will pick him up. And once that happens, he'll come back and he'll say sorry, sorry, sorry. And he'll get his yards, and he'll come back and play against the Chiefs, and that'll be the big story. That's what's going to happen. He's not going anywhere.
Kelly,
yes, sir.
No, Ed, and why don't you think you think they're going to try and buy time? And I made a point here that there's nothing about Tyreek Hill. I'm looking at CBSSports.com, and there is nothing on that main page. It is draft. It's Nuggets, Spurs, Game 7. It's NHL. There's nothing on Tyreek Hill. And I look at the timing, the way they tried originally to say charges weren't going to be issued. Then the audio came out and they changed their tune. All this happened right before the draft. They were trying to bury it, in my mind.
Absolutely, they're trying to bury it. Two words for you. Adrian Peterson. What did he do to his son? He beat his son to the point where doctors, where people saw the welts on his young son. He paid a big price, yes, but he played again, didn't he? He played for the Saints and he played for the Redskins.
He's still playing, I think.
And the same thing would happen to Tyreek Hill. There will be no release. They don't want Tyreek Hill, the big, awesome talent, coming back to hurt them. That's all they care about is win.
Mm.
If they did care about it, they wouldn't have drafted him in the first place. They already knew he choked a pregnant woman in 2014. They took him anyway.
Kelly, thank you for the call in Illinois. If you want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Two huge questions of the night. If you were in ownership with the Chiefs, why are you keeping Tyreek Hill on right now and not letting him go? Second question, winners and losers in this weekend's NFL draft in Nashville. 1-855-212-4CBS at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Some big news from the CBS Sports Television Network. Tomorrow at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, the toughest sport on dirt takes the stage in Columbus, Ohio for the Wrangler Long Live Cowboys Classic presented by Cooper Tires. The Unleash the Beast series continues on Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, only on the CBS Sports TV Network. On the radio side, we have Graceffo and McKeon back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass with another update. It just went final. Denver wins that Game 7, 90-86. Murray was out of his mind. Jokic was money as usual. That's a good team. I'll tell you what, the semifinals on both sides, Rockets, Warriors, Blazers, Nuggets. Toronto was awesome, took care of Philly, who plays no defense, will get swept in that series by the Raptors. Celtics, Bucks will be a war. The NBA, it's fantastic. What about the NHL? Columbus on the road. The Warriors, who swept Tampa. They even the series with the Bruins in double OT, 3-2. Stars go back to Dallas tied at one apiece with the Blues in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's been the best spring ever. And the NBA now, no LeBron. No LeBron. And look how good the playoffs are. And Murray, I was watching him in between doing the show and multitasking at 6'4", and I know he's out of Canada, and he played 1 year at Kentucky. But his ability to create his own shot and get creative, man, he hit a big one when it was 88-86, a tough floater in the lane. So Nuggets win a Game 7. Who doesn't love a Game 7? We've had interesting conversation during this broadcast. We're always about huge opinions, yours and mine. Winners and losers in this weekend's NFL draft in Nashville. And then the Tyreek Hill story. There's no winners. The loser is that three-year-old kid. I don't know why he's still on the Chiefs roster. I know he's been banned from going to anything involved with Kansas City. They have investigations going. The local DA has reopened it now. Earlier this week admitted there was a crime, but they couldn't prove to who. And conveniently said they're not charging him to announce it. And then the 11-minute audio from March 2018, Dubai Airport, where you hear Hill, you hear the mother, and you're like, why are they parents? And if I'm the Chiefs, I get 10 million miles away from a guy who already had issues before we drafted him when it comes to abusing women. So you answer those questions, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Dewan in Oklahoma. Thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, Huge? If my last name was Hunt and Tariq Hill was the pastor of my church, I'd find another church. But since he's the best player on my football team and he's on audio denying all allegations against him, I can't kick him off my football team at this time. I can't do something for a public relations stunt when somebody else is just going to pick him up anyway. I can't keep cutting my nose to spite my own face.
You know, and I see where you're coming from, and I said this when I watched the original press conference, and I was out on a getaway in California with some buddies, and they said, oh, Hill's done. This is the first press conference earlier this week. And I said, no, I said, they're not charging him with a crime. No. And then the audio comes out, and it was really, it goes back to what happened with this woman at Oklahoma State, right? And when they drafted him and he explained himself, but his attitude, his sound, the way he was talking to her, the way they both were talking about just abuse. And again, where the DA was trying to find somebody guilty. It's not worth it in my book to have Tyreek Hill as a member of the Chiefs. I see your point. I'm just giving you my opinion.
Yeah, personally, I can't respect him for the way he hit her when she was pregnant with him. At anyway, however,
right.
Why am I kicking the best player off my football team when he was trying to be set up? She knew she was recording. He didn't know he was being recorded, yet he still denied all allegations against him. The police couldn't confirm that he abused a child. He denied abusing a child, and then he didn't admit to hitting a child in the chest. He could have been lying on all of this. He could be guilty of all of it, but I can't kick the best player off my football team when he doesn't know he's being recorded, but he's being recorded denying all allegations against him. Why am I doing that? For right, public relations stuff?
No, Dewan, it's not
when
just
another team is going to pick him up he served his suspension anyway? That's ridiculous.
It's not a PR stunt here. If he didn't have the history, okay, prior to being drafted, going back to Oklahoma State, allegedly punching a pregnant woman.
I drafted him, so clearly I didn't care about that.
Right.
So now I'm going to kick him off my team when he's heard on audio denying the allegations. That's ridiculous.
But also when he used the B word and he said, you know,
I can't kick somebody off my team. The best fear me.
Well,
calling their girl a B.
But he had a fear me, or you better fear me, or however he phrased it.
No, team for that. Sorry.
Again, no, but with his past, but with his track record previously, where you took a chance on him, yeah, I think it forces you to remove him, Dewan. That's just the way I see
on him, and now he's being set up, recorded, denying all allegations against him. So he's, according to him, until I get him in my office, according to him, that chance I took on him paid off because he's denying all allegations against him in that video, in that audio recording. So why am I kicking him off my team? What is he guilty of?
That he has the personal conduct, that he has a history here. Yeah, but I know what you're saying.
I already drafted him.
No, I know, Dewan. And here's what's going to be interesting. And think about this, Dewan. That the Chiefs are caught here because if now you kick them off for this, people are going to scream, why'd you ever allow them on the team in the first place?
Exactly.
Right?
So exactly.
So the Chiefs fear that now all that past history has come to light again. And it was kind of buried when Tyreek Hill came in, right? So yeah. Now the Chiefs are saying, if we just quickly say we're done, we can't, people are going to go, wait a minute. Then why'd you guys bring him in if he had a pass, if he punched a pregnant woman? How did you ever put a guy on your payroll that punched a pregnant woman?
I can answer that because Oklahoma State kicked him off the team. He went to another team, and then he came to the NFL. So that has nothing to do with me. The players' union has to be pretty weak to allow a player to get kicked out of the league for being on audio in a personal conversation denying all allegations against him. Now, that has to be a player union.
Oh, I think lawyers, if you've been listening, Duane, I said the reason why they haven't moved fast is that lawyers are in their ears saying, okay, if you get rid of him for this, but then my feeling would be, sue me. But again, I'm not a conservative family with lawyers guiding you. That I'd be, no way. Look, dude, I love you.
As a radio host, you don't have to deal with the players' union, but
exactly.
As an owner, I do.
No, I know. And you get lawyers involved, and they're worried, and it all comes to light because what will still keep coming back here, Duane, and you just said it, no matter how this story plays out, now what he did to that woman, where people may have not known the story, they know it now, and they're asking themselves, why in the hell did the Chiefs ever draft that guy in the first place or sign
him? Oklahoma State kicked him off the team for that. Then he went to another school. Then he went to the NFL. I can't be responsible for that. He paid for his sins for that. Then transferred to another school. Then came to the NFL. That's why I drafted him.
Well, let's salute Oklahoma State for kicking him off.
Yes, I remember that. He was the best player on that team, and I remember Mike Gundy kicked him off the team when they had a chance to do something the next year. So, but
yeah, again, so he went from
when he's on audio denying all allegations against him.
Well, there's the legal side of this, I think if he never made the threatening comments to the woman on that audio, this wouldn't be a story.
I 100% agree. That's why you people are making this a story. But
no, not me. It's not you people. He's the one that said it, right?
Well, I mean, what I mean is that's why all you sports people are talking about it all the time, because he called her there, which, again, that was ridiculous. I hate the way he treats her. But what I'm saying is, keep it. We lose the fact that he denied all allegations in that audio when he did not know he was being recorded. I think we have to be fair and to keep that in mind.
I know, Duane. Thank you for your.
He was telling the truth, but he still denied it.
Recorded. And thank you, Duane, in Oklahoma. I really appreciate the back and forth conversation. And again, when he told his fiance, Crystal Espinal, that she should be, quote, terrified of him and, use the B word during that 11-minute discussion that she was secretly recording it. So he allegedly said that because they're looking into the authenticity of the tape right now. My point is, I kind of tell my kids this, and again, I'm not the old man on the porch saying get off my lawn, but ask yourself, is it worth it? Is it? Is it worth it? But Duane had a great point that the Chiefs didn't kick him off, that they felt he went on the straight and narrow after going from Garden City Community College, kicked off at Oklahoma State for punching this woman who now is his fiance, allegedly, right? Well, pregnant. And he ends up at West Alabama, not the Big 12, and they draft him. But now if they kick him off for this, people are going to say, well, why'd you ever sign him? So the Chiefs behind closed doors are figuring out, is there an exit strategy that's legal? And also an exit strategy that even if we let Tyreek Hill go, do we get pushback from advertisers, fans, and other people for the fact that we signed him? After a college team, Oklahoma State said, no way, you're not part of this program. That was a good call. Thank you, Duane in Oklahoma. If you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Two questions, winners and losers in this weekend's NFL draft in Nashville. And if you were on the ownership board or part of the Hunt family, and you heard Duane say why he would keep him on the Chiefs roster, would you keep him or send him packing? You tell me. 1-855-212-4227. We'll spend one final hour together Graceffo, he's a legend back in New York City. McKeon, John Fast will have an update in a few moments. And I'm reading tweets next hour. Line them up. You can tweet me at Saturday Huge. Like me on Facebook. Just search Saturday Night Huge Show.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandralina Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.